you had a choice of doing two things, but you'd, well, let's say on today, say it's, what coal today? It's,
quite cool.
Or, it's not, let's say it's not
chilly.
Yes, but it's not especially cold. Would you say it's, be more inclined to say, it's kind of cold or it's rather cold?
Rather cold.
And you had a choice of doing two things. Say, well, I'll help you if you insist, but I'd what not.
I'd rather not.
Strong affirmation if you agree with someone, you say.
I agree.
Or.
You're right.
And do you use yes, sir, yes, ma'am, or no, ma'am in any context at all?
I most certainly do.
In what kind of situations?
It's a mark of respect that I was taught to, in business to your superiors,
mm-hmm.
for office decorum, and it's a mark of respect that you show people.
Would you pronounce all four then?
Yes,
four.
Sir. And no, sir. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. I don't see anything wrong in saying it.
Okay, fine. If you saw a friend of yours that you hadn't, you might meet a person outside, you might say, well, would you say, how are you, or how are you?
How are you?
And if you were introduced to a stranger, you might say, huh?
How do you do?
And if someone paid a visit to you and you'd like to see the person return, you, when the person left, you might say,
please come again.
And the standard greeting on December 25th is?
Merry Christmas.
Did you ever hear anyone use the expression Christmas gift or Christmas box as a greeting?
Yes, I have. Those Southern people use it.
Which one?
Christmas gift.
And on the 1st of January? Greeting on the 1st of January?
Happy New Year.
And you say, I was going to buy that, but it what too much? I
it costs too much.
And besides, nowadays money is?
Scarce.
And on the first of the month, the bill is?
Due.
And you belong to a club, you have to pay your?
Dues.
And if you don't have enough money, you might have to go to the bank and draw some out. If you don't have any left in your account, you might have to,
deposit.
Or, well, you don't have any, though. So you might have to go to.
Borrow.
And coasting, lying down on a sled is called a what? Belly.
Belly flop. That's what we call.
Yeah, sure. How about a kid gets down on the ground and turns over, he turns a
somersault.
And a the past tense of swim.
Swam.
Past tense of dive.